This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Monte. Today, an explosion struck the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad, a blast so powerful that a 50-foot square section of the building has collapsed. Some witnesses say windows were blown out a mile away. Military officials suggest a car bomb was the cause of the blast. Hundreds of people work at the hotel compound being used by the UN. Witnesses say a number of people were wounded. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad and at the scene of the explosion. Ivan, what have you seen?
Steve, the American military has set up here. They are pulling injured people out of the building as we speak. I've seen four truckloads of injured people loaded onto the back of American military trucks. The corner, one corner of this building, it's three-story building, has collapsed, and one entire wing of it, the whole wall, has suffered serious damage. Now, Bernard Kerik, he is the top American police official in Iraq. He was recently on the scene, and he says that the evidence points towards a possible suicide bomb.
Ivan, where is the UN headquarters there? Can you just describe the area where this attack took place?
The UN headquarters is located not far from a major highway. It does have serious security. I was in this building just a few weeks ago, and you're not allowed to bring your car into the park compound. You do have to go through several layers of security, though I do not recall being patted down when I went in or even having my bag searched. You did need an invitation to get inside the compound. The size of the explosion is such, I mean, there are cars that have had windows blown out 100 yards away from the actual building where I'm standing. The size of the explosion was such that one person on the scene, actually, who was inside the building when it blew up, thought perhaps it could have been a truck bomb. And certainly the explosion seems to have emanated from the edge of the building. I spoke with, there are a number of family members that have come to try to find their relatives who work inside, and they say that the explosion went off around 4:30 in the afternoon. That is when most of the workers here leave the building.
One of those workers, of course, is the head of the UN delegation there, and we've got reports here that he's been wounded.
Several of my colleagues here on the scene say they have seen him being carried out on a stretcher. I have not personally seen him. The people I have seen carried out, some of them are very severely wounded. I've seen probably 20 people carried out on stretchers. There are American soldiers on top of the rubble, handing down pieces of the rubble and going through the wreckage of this building, looking for any additional survivors. I saw one clearly expatriate United Nations worker walk out with a bloody shirt, his head wrapped up with a bandage, and actually carrying the bag that his laptop is in. But clearly, this is a disastrous setback for the United States-led occupation of Iraq. It comes about 2 weeks after the Jordanian embassy here in Baghdad, the front of it was blown up in a similar explosion.
And this also comes after a couple of attacks against Iraqi infrastructure, an oil pipeline and a water pipeline, just in the last few days.
This last weekend, saw a number of attacks against oil pipelines, against Iraq's main water main, as well as a mortar attack against a prison to the west of the capital. This is the latest bit of bad news for the U.S. administrators here, and it came just a matter of hours after an announcement that Saddam Hussein's vice president, Taha Yassin Ramadan, had been captured by Kurdish forces and handed over to American troops in the northwestern city of Mosul.
NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.